I had some thoughts regarding previous podcast about the hiding places of our vulnerabilities and the extent to which we go to self-protect and how so much gets lost in translation when we try to deduce based on the external, based on behavior, and not go back to the roots. And two things come up for me. First is anger comes up for me. Anger towards Shaitan. How Shaitan weaponizes our bodies against each other, against ourselves. How our bodies are made to be a hostile place. How the safety and the way that our bodies are made to accommodate our soul, our fitrah, how that is distorted and made to be a place that repels us, a place that we need to flee from, because the body is the seat of the soul. It is also where we have our most, it is the center of gravity. It is where we are the most powerful because it is where we are aligned because Allah created this body specifically to house the soul. And when it houses the soul, it means that it receives it, it holds it, it supports it, it accommodates it, it feeds it so that it can do its, fulfill what it's meant to do. But if the body becomes a battleground by either splitting the consciousness, internalizing things, weaponizing subconscious fears, weaponizing ancestral trauma, whatever, or it is, in whichever way, driving the consciousness outside the body, making the person dissociate. It becomes then, the body then becomes vacant. It becomes somewhere where entities can come and feed on our energy because we're not there to occupy, we're not there to defend ourselves. And we become, puppets on a string. So that's one thing that, the anger that comes up about, how my vulnerabilities or fears or whatever has been have been weaponized against me. But I also think about one thing that's even more important is, this notion that if I don't make reality, if I don't make things happen, things won't happen. I am in desperate need of liberation. I need Allah to liberate me. I need Allah to liberate me from the conditions that always like a riptide are dragging me, forcing me to hold things up. I need to be liberated before I can even do the work. I don't need, I seek refuge with Allah from a liberation that hinges on my participation, because the kind of liberation that I need is the one I need for it to happen so that I could participate. And so nothing happens without the aid, without the tawfiq, without Allah speaking it into existence. And so it is a false notion, equating my willpower to that of Allah. And the greatest act of creativity and willpower is to know when you've reached your limit, is to know when you've reached the end of the line. And Allah knows that I've reached the end of my wits, end of my line. I've done and I've exhausted everything that I knew how to do, whether it's to, you know, try things, experiment with things, learn things, unlearn things, heal things, you know, whatever it is. I have literally exhausted everything in my arsenal, and I've known that now nothing remains but for me to leave everything to Allah and you know, hold space for everything that I've been inhaling and taking in and digesting, for it to actually ferment and become something, you know, the space, the non-doing and being in the creative space, it is so important. And it is a very scary, of course, it is very scary part for me. But one thing that I do remember is that a lot of this fear, one part of the fear is very natural, you know, fearing the unknown, you know, what is going to happen, releasing, you know, the control. But a lot of those natural fears are fanned and amplified by shaitan because of this ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah says, بَعْدَ يُعِذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلًا وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. That shaitan threatens you with poverty and orders you to immorality, while Allah promises you forgiveness from him and bounty and grace. And Allah is all-encompassing and knowing. Shaitan always threatens with depravity, with scarcity, with lack, with abandonment, with things, you know, not working out, with that is the essence that is the essence and where he moves us from the very place where we are aligned with Allah, so that we can go outside of ourselves, we can go outside of our bodies, we can go outside of our souls to somehow compensate. And when we do that, we do fall into immorality, we fall into addiction, we fall into lack of integrity, we fall into falsehood, we fall into illusion. And so it's very important to actually keep tabs and keep that in mind in this work, you know, because the most, for me at least, the most difficult thing, way worse than facing, you know, dangers and facing trauma and facing whatever, like facing the worst of things and literally like rolling up my sleeves, that is infinitely easier than for me to be like, let me just sit back and put my trust in Allah. Like, that actually involves so much effort, involves internal boundaries, it involves being you know, resting within myself, that involves listening, that involves also hearing a lot of uncomfortable things, that involves being with myself, that involves, like, it involves so many things that I avoid by being outside of myself. And subhanAllah, and I keep thinking back, because from when I am misaligned from my core, I don't actually have husnul dhanna about Allah. I cannot think well of Allah, no matter how much I try to convince myself. Because the very subtext or undertone of what's driving me is, no one has my back. I am all alone. If I do not do it, it will not get done. That in itself includes, it may not be verbalized, but that in itself includes that, you know, the assumption or assertion that Allah is not going to help me, that Allah is not there for me, right? And again, these are not assertions that I'm making consciously, but these are like things that shaitan is like filling in the gaps of, like, you know, and that's the implication, you know, the implication. When I'm like on fight mode, when I'm serving Surai mode, when I'm like, oh, I'm going to do it myself, the implication is that I'm excluding Allah from the process. And in fact, I'm excluding myself from Allah's process. Is Allah's process going to go on with or without me? But I'm the one that's actually going to lose out, because there is no, like I said before, whatever victory, whatever I achieve, it's going to be a Pyrrhic one, because it's not going to include me. The liberation that I need, I need to let go and immerse myself so that all of me is transformed, so that all of me is liberated, so that all of me is moved, so that all of me, you know, is immersed in the grace and then the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so that from a place of fullness and from a place of abundance, from a place of forgiveness, from a place of Allah's bounty that Allah has, you know, promised me, I can then do things. I can then do His work. I can then, you know, just unfold and let things like just flow, you know, create fractals instead of fragments. But that requires me to retrace my steps, to come back to Allah, to seek His forgiveness. Because I thought that I would have sought success or well-being apart from Him. Like, who is it that can give me that? If not, if He can't, what kind of abundance am I going to get that Allah won't give me by me putting my trust in Him, but He will give me if I impatient and I, like, you know, get out of myself? Like, again, these are like things taken to their logical conclusions that I don't take to their logical conclusions when I don't scrutinize. But anyway, I really felt that this was very important for me to follow up the previous podcast with these thoughts, because these are not just like theoretical like discussions. These are the very underpinnings of what creates our reality, what the very fabric of our perception and what we create and our relationship with Allah. You know, a lot of it is based on these assumptions that is inspired or internalized from Shaytan himself. It is very important for us to like scrutinize and to not be afraid of taking things to their logical conclusion. I mean, they may sound blasphemous, but it's like, you know, you return to Allah, and Allah knows the intention was not to be blasphemous, but to seek the truth, like, and take an inventory, like, what is happening? Things are not adding up. There is something that is missing, and that thing that is missing is not going to come about by trying harder, or like, you know, it's not an issue of like methodology. There is something that is wrong in the DNA. You know, you go back to the root, you go back to the core. Anyway, I'm going on almost 50 minutes. But anyway, that is what I want to add, that I feel very strongly about. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide me and liberate me and give me what I cannot get through human means at all. What I'm so desperate in need of is what I can give myself, obviously. May Allah give that to you as well. The grace and bounty that my soul is, our souls are, you know, thirsting for, and why we're here to begin with.